1501, 23rd and Thurman.
1501, are you still holding for that sleeper that's on board?
Yep.
Okay, were you not told that if a supervisor doesn't show up, to just continue in service?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, I guess, let me take a look here. And that person is still on the bus, correct? And they have not, like, really stirred at all?
Yeah, he's stirred, but he's not acknowledging me. He hasn't wanted to get off. And I'm supposed to have had a break. I'd like to use the restroom sometime.
Yeah, so usually, I'm sorry if this information wasn't shared or what happened, I don't know, because I wasn't the dispatcher that took the call, but usually when you have a sleeper on board, what we recommend that you do is just take your belongings, have your recovery time, and then we'll try and have a supervisor meet you en route at some point to try and talk to the person. It's something we have you continue in service with, unless it is a medical need. So, yeah, because it's not against the rules to be sleeping on the buses. So if they're at places, you know, at the end of the line, we just have you guys continue in service and take your belongings with you when you take a break. So we'll get a supervisor headed your way, and then we'll probably just end up deadheading you to Gateway TC. So can you go ahead and just head to the layover, and we'll have them meet you over there at 24th and Roosevelt?
I sure will.
Thank you much. Send me that ready for service when they have you cleared. And we'll probably, like I said, just deadhead you to Gateway for your departure time out of there, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. At 1414.